The only real sadness, the only real failure, the only great tragedy in life is to not become a saint. Leon Bloy. Welcome to the Everyday Saints podcast, where we learn about the saints as we strive to become saints. I'm Paul, and today's saint is an unlikely one, or at least so it seemed for most of his life, with the possible exception of his parish priest, who saw it from the very beginning. Today is the feast day of Saint André Bossuet. André Bossuet was born near Montreal, Canada, in 1845, and at the age of 12, was forced to leave school to go to work after both of his parents died. He spent the rest of his life essentially unable to read or write. At age 22, he moved to the United States, where he worked in a number of manual labor positions, none of which lasted very long because he had chronic stomach ailments. 3 years later, he returned to Canada and attempted to join the Brothers of the Holy Cross. He carried a note with him from his pastor which read, "I'm sending you a saint." The Brothers of the Holy Cross found that difficult to believe, and after a year's novitiate, essentially asked him to leave, mainly because of his chronic ailments. But he appealed to a visiting bishop and was allowed to join the congregation. After his final vows, Brother André was sent to Notre Dame College in Montreal, which was a school for boys aged 7 to 12, as a porter. His responsibilities were to answer the door, to welcome guests, find people that were visiting, wake up those in the school, deliver mail, and other such jobs. He later joked that, "At the end of my novitiate, my superior showed me the door, and I stayed there for 40 years. What Brother André lacked in formal education, he more than made up for in piety, prayer, and a devotion to Saint Joseph. He said that someday Saint Joseph was going to be honored in a very special way on Mount Royal, which was near the school. Whenever he heard someone was ill, he visited them to cheer them up and pray with them. He would rub the sick person lightly with oil taken from a lamp burning in the college chapel. Word of healing powers began to spread. Once an epidemic broke out in a nearby college, and he volunteered to go and nurse the sick people. No one died. The trickle of sick people to his door became a flood. But he was quick to say, again and again, 'I do not cure. Saint Joseph cures.' In the end, he needed 4 secretaries to handle the 80,000 letters that he received each year. In 1904, he finally asked the Archbishop of Montreal if he could, in fact, build a chapel to Saint Joseph on Mount Royal. The Archbishop refused to go into debt. He would only agree to allow Brother André to build what he had money for, which amounted to $200 from nickels and dimes he had collected from haircuts he gave the boys and from donations to Saint Joseph. So Brother André did what very few of us would have. He took that $200 and started small. He built a small wooden shelter, only 15 feet by 18 feet, and kept collecting money, and then went back to build more. At one point, the Archbishop asked him, "Are you having visions of Saint Joseph telling you to build a church for him?" But Brother André reassured him, "I have only my great devotion to Saint Joseph to guide me." Without ever going into debt, he continued adding to the chapel, starting with adding a roof, and then walls, then heating, then a paved road up the mountain, a shelter for the pilgrims, and finally a place where he and others could live and take care of the shrine. Through kindness, care, and devotion, Brother Andre helped many souls experience healing and renewal on the mountaintop. For everything, he thanked St. Joseph. Toward the end of his life, he began to build a basilica on the mountain that was not completed prior to his death on January 6, 1937, but stands to this day as a testimony to his devotion to St. Joseph and his trust in God. The humble man who came to be known as the Miracle Man of Montreal was beatified by Pope John Paul II in 1982 and canonized on October 17, 2010 by Pope Benedict XVI. One of the greatest lessons we can learn from St. Andre Bossette is to start where we are, even if it's small, even if it's with limited resources, but start regardless. Do the best that we can do, trust in God, and keep moving forward for His glory. St. Andre Bossette, pray for us. We'll see you next time. Enjoyed today's episode of Everyday Saints, and that you're finding our look at the lives of the saints both informative and enlightening. If you'd like to help us continue making podcasts like this, please consider supporting us for as little as 99 cents a month by clicking on the Support This Podcast link in the show notes. It'll go a long way towards us being able to make this podcast completely ad-free. Thanks again.